Hello everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Miles. This episode was not even planned, but as I noticed, you loved so much Jingle Bells Rock. I decided to reprise the subject. For those who did not listen to it, just go to episode 13, season 2. It's less than 5 minutes, and then come back.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You have just listened to Jingle Bells, the classic version with our rock and roll vibes, sung by Frank Sinatra, who recorded it in 1948. This is a cheerful reminder to enjoy time together in the spirit of the season. But how do you think could be the Christmas spirit without the Grinch? I've told you that the 2000 movie adaptation of the story of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dirt series is my favorite Christmas movie that I always watch on Christmas Eve since I was little. The Grinch is not only a children's story, but a powerful symbol of transformation that reincarnates the true spirit of Christmas. The Grinch undergoes a profound change that highlights the key messages associated with Christmas. But this is something that I told you previously. Just think about December, month in which we go through what happened during the year. We may feel as isolated and cynical as the Grinch, one who does not comprehend the joy of the who's. I'm sure that some of you felt exhausted, tired, overwhelmed, and working a lot to enjoy the Christmas holiday. Am I right? We are so overthinking about presents, baking cookies, preparing Christmas lunch and dinner menu, Christmas gifts, and how to decorate the house. But what overwhelmed everybody is some money and how we can handle it. Just think about when this happens. Black Friday. Something that if the Grinch is listening right now about this word, he would have felt sick and more isolated. Just recall that next year. We forget about the magical period and we focus too much on the material side of this celebration. And therefore our Grinch side comes out. We become stressed and cynical. It's all right, and we should accept this. Everyone turns into a little Grinch in this period. Christmas is not about having the perfect gift, the perfect lunch or dinner menu, the perfect decorations, or whatever you think Christmas is. But we can learn from the Grinch to see what actually counts during this special period. Spending time with those we love and care about. This is what matters. The Grinch teaches that even after he stole the gifts, the spirit was there between the who's by staying together. Family, joy, and kindness are what matters. When our Grinch side comes out, we create tension, sometimes for nothing, and it is not easy to handle. But what matters is the wish to feel good and happy. It's time to conclude, dear listeners, and I'm grateful for the results of this podcast, which reached lots of places that I've never imagined. From Switzerland with love, I wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Just rest and refresh yourself trying to leave behind everything that does not resonate with you. Some of you will be alone,
some others with their loved ones. But remember that what it matters is to appreciate yourself and be kind. No negative thoughts. And just open the doors of new opportunities and welcome positive and good things. Thank you and take care of yourself. See you in 2025. To be precise, on January 11. And I hope my voice will be better and able to record. XOXO Anita Miles.